Blackstone presents Finding Miriama by Donna Goodacre, narrated by Naomi Barton. Disclaimer: this historical novel is a fictional dramatization based on a true story and real events involving members of my family, past and present. It was drawn from a variety of sources, including published materials and conversations. For dramatic and narrative purposes, it contains fictionalized scenes and dialogue, and several imaginary and real-life characters are used to weave incidents around the central figures of those families touched by Miriama Portiki. Acknowledgements. First of all, I need to thank the authors of the two books that got me started on this story. I hope they forgive me for taking many of their descriptions out of context and making them public nearly 200 years later. Narrative of the late victorious campaigns in Afghanistan under General Pollack, with recollections of 7 years' service in India, 1844, by Joseph Greenwood, and Memoirs of Joseph Shepherd Munden, Comedian, 1846, by Thomas Shepherd Munden. Thanks also to Raywin Alexander for editing my early manuscript and to Carol Garden and Linda O'Brien for their later appraisals, to Leslie Marshall for her critique of the finished work, Anne Golding Ross for her beta read, and Anna Campbell for her mentorship. The following family members have provided invaluable support: Chris Clark and John Smythe for the initial and final cover designs, Dan Fletcher for sowing the seed and constantly reminding me that the book needs to be written, Peter and Wynne Clark for their unrelenting research and encouragement, unearthing many surprising facts about our common ancestor, which led to the ultimate discovery of her grave. Stan Scott, representing the Paltridge line, who commissioned the beautiful Kauri headstone and later the cement slab for Miriama, and together with Peter and myself, organised two unveilings in the beautiful churchyard at Awhitu Central. Last but not least, thanks must go to my ever, mostly, patient husband Neil, who came home from work for more than 2 years, knowing he would have at least a chapter to read before he could have that first beer. Part 1, 1816 to 1847. 1. Kafia, 1828. The black iron sands of Kafia harbour burned the soles of Turahina's feet. After 18 years in this beautiful sanctuary,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?